We have our dear friend Kelly Padracki from the Northfield Union of Youth sitting with us. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. We always love to see you.
I have to do a quick shout out for your shirt because yes. I absolutely love your shirt. Yeah. It says, it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I love that.
Thank you.
I think that's a mantra we could all live by.
Yeah. So quick story about my shirt. Dear friends own an independent bookstore in Atlanta, Georgia called Bookish, and they lost a family member to suicide. Mm. And so they did a fundraiser, a walk on suicide prevention and awareness. And so this was their slogan. And, you know, it's okay to admit that you're not okay, and it's okay to have those conversations.
Yep.
And so let's talk about it more and kind of erase the stigma and help prevent suicide.
I love that we're, as a society, we're talking more and more about mental health and all that. But the conversation hasn't progressed enough, in my opinion, either.
Agreed. So, yeah.
Stuff like that. I mean, it's a simple saying, but that's powerful.
Yeah.
It's okay to not be okay.
It is okay to not be okay.
A lot of people need to hear that.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, go ahead.
We're here to talk about a grant that you just won.
Yes. So a little good news, right?
Love it.
And actually really big news. We we were awarded the Minnesota Community Ideas Grant Program. Pretty amazing. It's the inaugural year, and only 15 organizations across the Minnesota state received the grant. So it was 5 Native-led organizations, 5 within the metro, and then 5 in greater Minnesota. And really cool process, but really the story I want to tell, and I'm trying to be mindful of time.
Don't worry about it. We're set for overtime here. It's okay.
Is that I originally brought this grant to the youth board because, as we know, the youth make all the decision at the key. And I was like, okay, so we have this grant, and IDEAS is an acronym, and it's writing a grant around impact, development, equity, agency, and solutions.
Okay.
And so it kind of threw out some ideas, like, do we want to expand Wallflower House and create more housing? Do we want to expand services at the key? And, you know, we're talking about this during the youth board meeting, and a couple of the kids were like, no, we're good. Like, and I was like, okay, you don't want to write it? All right. And so the next thing I knew, Aiden Gursky, this amazing young person, he's a former youth board president. He's been a part of the key for years. Just a really cool kid. Was like, no, let's talk about this more. And he just took the stage and was like, you know, we went from the property on Water Street at Froggy's to where we are now because someone had the thought to like give forward, pay it forward. We're here now because those kids then said, let's make this move. And he said, you know, we have kids that were at the youth board meeting that week that need safe shelter. And we have kids, kind of like my shirt, that need mental health support, and there's barriers to that, whether it's lack of providers or an adult not being able to get their kid to therapy, or, you know, all of the barriers that there are. And he's like, so what if we actually write this grant and we expand services at the key? And he called it Put a Hat on the Key, which we went with it. That's the name of the grant. That's what we wrote. And so it's to build up at the key.
So you're going to put a second floor?
Maybe 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
So super early in the conversation. We're actually meeting with the city today. And this grant will really be the kind of pre-phase. We're going to, you know, make sure we do all the right steps, have all the right conversations, sustainability studies and feasibility studies and all of those things, just to make sure we're doing the right things. But yeah, the idea is that the first floor would remain the heart of NUI. It would still be the key. The second floor would provide community resources. So we would have HIPAA compliant rooms. We can bring therapists in and remove some of those barriers I just mentioned. We would have space for our substance use meetings to be held upstairs. Workforce development can come in, work with young people to get jobs, work on resumes, study rooms, places for tutors to come in, help kids get to graduation. And then the third floor would be housing. So
that's the vision. Wow.
I am absolutely thrilled for you and for the Union of Youth and the Key. I think that is so exciting to be this one-stop shop, basically, for all these great resources.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I can't wait to see what the future holds for you all.
It's exciting. It's really, really exciting.
It's super exciting.
It's
been amazing to see, you know, the key has sort of been up and down over the last, I don't know, 10 years or so. And I'm just going to throw some appreciation your way to have, an executive director with some real vision and some purpose. Nothing against the people who came before you, but you've been amazing for the Union of Youth, Kelly.
You're very kind. And truly, it's the Northfield community and it's the young people that I'm with and their vision and their ideas. And I'm thankful and honored to be a part of it, truly. And I couldn't do the things that we're doing. Wallflower House wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the community, if it wasn't. So thank you. That's very kind. And I will say it's Northfield and it's the youth at the key. So.
See, you might be from Florida, but you've got all the great Minnesota affectations that you're really good at deflecting praise.
Midwesterner.
Exactly. Yes.
And speaking of the Wallflower House, how's that going?
Wallflower House is going really well. We have housed 5 young people at this point. So 2 have already come through the program and back out. And then we have 3 currently there.
Okay.
And so we have 1 bed available currently that's open. We have just really cool success stories already. We're super excited to see a young person graduate in a couple weeks.
That's
so we,
exciting.
Yeah, NUI staff, believe it, will be the loudest at that commencement speech, yelling as they cross that stage. We have a young person who has saved up quite a bit of money and is looking at moving into their first apartment here in the next month or two.
Wow,
and so,
wonderful.
Yeah, just incredibly cool stories and just thankful Wallflower House is here. So
wonderful.
It's really amazing. So the I want to get back to this grant for a second.
Yeah.
It is secured.
Yeah.
Like it has a
right.
Tell me again, how much is it?
So it's $160,000. Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow, Kelly, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. In a time, right? I think what's so exciting, like, we need good news right now, right? Mm-hmm. We need to hear the good stories that are happening. And at a time when we're losing so much funding and when so much is happening with federal funding, to be awarded a grant like this is super exciting, and we're so grateful for it. And so,
and who's the governing body?
Yeah, so it's through the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation.
Okay,
that they're hosting it. It's the inaugural year. It's the first time this grant has been around. It was a super cool process. There's a movement right now on just being trusted in philanthropy, and so the original grant, the first grant round, was completely anonymous in random draw, which is never done. So organizations put their names in, and they did a random draw. And then we were randomly drawn as one of the organizations. And then the next grant round, they let us work with a grant writer that helped us. And so Aiden Gursky, Jamie Martag, Ash, a few of the youth at the Key got together with myself and one of our interns and started writing this grant out and threw this idea and said, okay, what do you think? They helped us hone it. And we submitted it. And so, I mean, this grant really was youth written, youth driven. It is happening.
That is
because of the young people at the Key.
That is fantastic. So,
yeah.
Okay. With every grant, there's you have to show what you're doing. So what are the requirements on this thing?
So this goes back to really cool trust-based philanthropy. So many of the grants that we have, there's heavy reporting and reports and numbers and quarterly this and all of this. And it's not. They're going to touch base with us and see what we're doing and have conversations and come out. But there's literally no physical reporting with this grant. Mm-hmm. We had an initial call. Aiden was on with us where they talked more about it. And I'm taking notes as I do. And I'm waiting for the more or the but or the.
Yeah.
And we never got there. And at the end of the day, they trust the nonprofits to do the job that they're doing. And that, you know, we have proven ourselves through the decades and our numbers show the services we're providing. I mean, we served over 400 youth last year. And so they trust us to spend the money how we said we would spend it when we wrote the grant application.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's incredible.
What else is going on at the? I just dropped off a couple of pairs of blue jeans.
Yay.
But are you still taking?
Thank
you. What's going on with that?
Okay, yes, we are. So we have some kids doing some really cool clothing projects right now at the Key. So yes, denim is still appreciated. But June is just super, super crazy. We have Pride in the Park coming up, so we'll be tabling that. Have cotton candy there. We have all of our graduations happening, so ALC, Arcadia, and the high school. Fantastic. We'll be at that, celebrating our students who are walking across that stage. And then we have Lighten Up. So my ending ask is that we need volunteers to help us prep for Lighten Up. So if we have about 18 shifts this year that we have to cover to get volunteers in, and then depending on how well the sales go, we'll get some of the proceeds. And so as long as we have enough volunteers showing up, getting it ready, we'll get some of those proceeds. So I'm just asking anyone that'd be interested in sorting clothes, going through donations, just getting Lighten Up at Carlton ready to reach out to me, because we definitely need volunteers this year.
Lighten Up is the quote-unquote garage sale at West Gym after all the Carlton kids have taken off and abandoned all of their stuff, basically.
They have some really good stuff.
They have some great stuff, but you know, they can't take it. So many of those kids are international,
right?
And so many of them don't live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
They can't. A lot of them can't take the stuff with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's super cool. The young people at the Key love the Lighten Up sale and working it, because every shift they work, they're allowed to take a certain number of donations, like 10 clothing items, for example. Yeah. And so there's some really cool clothes. And so, you know, we have a couple of the kids that they're like, I'll volunteer every single shift.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a super cool, I mean, opportunity for us to earn some money. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Speaking of money, if people just are believe in the cause and want to make a donation, how do they do that?
Thank you so much. You can always drop it off at the Key. Cash, check, we'll take a credit card, all the ways. So the Key's open 7 days a week, 2:30 to 9:30. Online, unionofyouth.org, there's a donate now button, or you can send a check to P.O. Box 481 here in Northfield.
All right.
Yes. Great. Thank you.